is Thursday, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowd, and it's time for another Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. The Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com or titleinsurance.com. With us today is Steve Glick, Dave Retainer, and myself, and it is Halloween weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's
so
Halloween.
What is going on?
It is Halloween.
Well, it's one of the best weekends out here in the Hamptons, I think, Halloween.
All the weeks really of pumpkin like picking and...
Halloween is great because all the towns and villages, they all do something
they
different.
They do something, yeah.
You know, from Sag Harbor to Montauk, West Hampton Beach, Southampton. All the towns, they light up and they really try to really do... They do a great job for Halloween, from pumpkin carving to... costume contests, to the trick-or-treating parades on Main
streets.
Yeah, so I think it's a great time of year to be out here. I know we always talk about the pumpkin pick and the apple pick, and this is all leading up to the big event. And the big event is Halloween.
It falls on a weekend this year.
Yeah, cool. And it's on
that
Sunday.
That is cool.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's just start. Let's go down memory lane a little bit. What is, because we all have kids, so I know we're going to be, you know, kids are going to dress up for Halloween, but what was your... favorite Halloween costume growing up?
Mine was easy for me.
Go ahead.
I wanted to be a ninja. I still want to be a ninja. I just love that outfit. Growing up,
I always wanted the craziest mask. I remember going to the store and just buying a mask, and it was one of these like latex masks with the hair, and you got to get the scariest, most abstract one I could find, and I would buy that, put that on. And then whatever else I was wearing underneath. I never had a specific character. It was always about the mask. But now, as I get older and I'm an adult and we go to these Halloween parties, you got to get really creative. It's really competitive out there. If you've ever been to one of these Halloween parties, people go all out. It's not just wearing a mask anymore. So I would say one of the best Halloween costumes my wife and I put together, we were Ron Burgundy.
That's
Anchorman, you know, is Ron Burgundy and his assistant
Veronica Corningstone,
and it was a great costume. And it was going to the thrift shop, finding the red jacket, and printing out the logos for the microphone. And it was really, you're pulling from all pieces, and those are the best costumes when they're created. When you create a costume, you don't just buy it off the shelf. I think those make the best costumes.
Yeah. Well, what are you going as this year?
This year, I'm going, I'm buying one off the shelf, you know, too busy to create something, but I'm going, you know, we're going as T-Birds and Pink Ladies from the movie Grease. So a whole bunch of us, we have a little 4 T-Birds, 4 Pink Ladies, and that's going to be a fun Halloween costume with a group of people. So if you follow
You got a leather jacket and everything?
Got the leather jacket, I got the wig, I look like John Travolta from Grease.
I'm not going in as anything.
You're not doing a ninja?
My daughter's going to dress up. We bought an avocado costume from Carter's. And we're going to go to Halloween for like daycare. I don't even know if she's old enough to go trick-or-treating. Maybe we'll take her just...
You're always old. You're never too old or young for trick-or-treating. Yeah, but
she can run around.
No, it's perfect. You take her and you like, then everybody's, oh, look how cute. And then you get to pick the candy.
I don't think she's ever eaten candy. I don't think we've ever...
So it's not about her eating the candy.
Yeah.
It's about you getting the candy that you want as an adult.
Right.
And it's still being okay.
I got it. Right. I can show up with the kid and... It gives me access to the free
candy. Andrew, what about you?
Me? I think my favorite one growing up, I was a Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle?
That was like big late 80s, early 90s. You know?
Which turtle?
I was
Which
Ninja
one?
Turtle too.
What one was I?
Michelangelo?
No, I liked...
Donatello,
who was the one that had... Donatello. He had
Donatello had the bow staff.
Yeah.
The staff.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool. Good memory.
I'm a big turtle fan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
This year, in the interest of simplicity... I did the make your costume kind of thing.
All right, you got an A+ in my book for that.
Yeah, I'm going Clark Kent, which Well, so the Superman, like everybody goes to Superman, right? They could buy the costume, comes off Amazon, whatever. And I was like, I don't want to buy the costume, so I'm gonna make my costume. So I got construction paper and like carved out the S and sewed it onto a blue shirt that I had. It works.
Awesome.
Maybe I got.
And your kids are dressing up, right?
Yeah, mermaid and a witch.
Maybe I'll borrow
mermaid, a witch, avocado for your kid. My kids are going as a skeleton ninja and A dancing teddy bear. I think it's a ballerina teddy bear. Yeah.
All right.
Julie's going to be a ballerina teddy
bear? Ballerina teddy bear and a skeleton ninja. And that's Halloween. And the Glick family.
It was like costume day at daycare for my daughter.
Everybody gets
she wanted like a super ballerina. Like that was her costume. She
awesome.
Like, I want to be a super ballerina. Now. Like, sure. Whatever. Go for it. Anyway. All right. So that's Halloween. Lots of good stuff going on, which we'll get to with Dave with happening in the Hamptons. But let's start with the market a little bit. What's going on, Steve?
All right. Well, this market is still busy. There were 45 listings that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. When you compare it to the same week last year in 2020, there were 56 listings that went into contract, which is a year-over-year decrease of 20%. 56 listings going into contract last year, weeks ago, we were looking at 90. So, you know, it's starting to level out when we compare it to last year, which is good to see. I mean, we're definitely having a busy year. I think it's going to be a busier year than last year. So we'll see how the final numbers round out as we're coming into the end of the year. But when you look at the same week last year in 2019, there were 40 listings that went into contract. So you compare 2021 to 2019, it's an increase of 13%. The breakdown of the 45 transactions this week, there was one between 6 and 8 million, two between 4 and 6 million, 18 between 2 and 4 million, and 24 listings went into contract under 2 million. Listings coming onto the market, there were 45 new listings that came on and 45 going into contract. It keeps the inventory stable, nice and flat. The breakdown of those 45 new listings that came on the market, there was one between 10 and 20 million, one between 8 and 10 million, three between 6 and 8 million, six between 4 and 6 million, 11 between 2 and 4 million, and 23 new listings under $2 million. One listing in particular that we recently launched at the firm here at Saunders is 155 Isle of Wight Road in East Hampton. This is a private bayfront sanctuary on 1.5 acres with four bedrooms, three baths, over 2,300 square feet. This is on the water, and it is listed at $6,395,000 with Ed Brule and Will Schumann out of our East Hampton office. And this is a very special property. It is adjacent to a 2.6 acre reserve right on the water. So you have a lot of privacy out there. You get beautiful sunsets, and it's in the Lionhead Beach community right there in East Hampton Springs. And it's a one of a kind property. It's very private, and it's like the headline says, it's your private sanctuary.
Well, right, what's on the so bay. Cool about this is the, first of all, at Lionhead, you have the sunsets.
Okay.
But the second thing that's so cool is you will be permanently private, right? Because it abuts.
Yeah, adjacent
can't
to that.
Build next to you.
Yeah, adjacent to that reserve, it's like, you know, an extension of your property.
Yeah.
You know, there will never ever
that's
be a
house.
That's
kind of how I feel about reserve. It's like, it feels like it's like your property.
It's basically is. I mean, there'll never be a house next door to you.
You can run in there.
And it's forever views.
Yeah.
You know?
There's I was up there with Ed last week shooting a video for him, and the pool is like right next to a pond. So you're hanging out in the pool, and you got these really nice pond views, and then you go through the house, which we were in the main living room and like the kitchen and everything. It's updated, it's really nicely painted, it looks really nice inside.
Yeah.
And then you go out to this like really spacious back deck that just overlooks
the water,
and it's like these incredible
sunsets,
views. Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome spot.
You have a sandy beachfront. This house is like white, clean, really brings in a lot of natural light. It's really unique. What were you saying?
I grew up over there, and I'm telling you, like, you know, my Wi-Fi password in my house is sunsets. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the sunsets that are over there are so dramatic and so powerful. Like, you're just like overwhelmed by them. You know, they're so dramatic.
And this is East Hampton Springs, Lionhead.
Yeah,
that's the area.
Yep. Anything that's on the bay that looks out onto Gardner's Bay, or into Three Mile Harbor, those sunsets are just a whole other thing. Time stops as the sun goes.
This listing sounds like a one of a kind, so certainly check it out. You know, I think he's having an open house on Saturday. He is having an open house Saturday, 11:30 to 1:00. So if you're in the area before you're doing trick or treating on Sunday, stop by and check out this house.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, Dave, what do you got for us this weekend as far as the Halloween festivities? If you go to open houses, great.
Yeah.
And then the open houses come to a close, and you're like, I need to get my fill of candy. There's a lot of awesome things that go on, like Steve said. I've been to, what's the place in East Hampton, the street in East Hampton? Sarah Minardi does a lot.
That's Elm Street. Elm Street. That's
Cooper's?
Well, that's East Hampton Village. They do Newtown, Conklin Street. There's a couple streets right there by, you know, down the road from Herrick's Park.
Like they go all out.
Sarah Minardi is so funny. She goes all out. Well, a lot of the streets go all out. Like, yeah, let me tell you what's going on. So, on Elm Street between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Southampton Village, they shut down the street. Like, the police shut the street down for all the trick or treaters. So, kids are running around there.
That's the famous Elm Street.
Yeah, Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
In Southampton Village. And then also in Southampton Village, you have a costume contest at the Southampton Historical Museum from 5 to 7 p.m. on Halloween. And then you have something that's really funny on Saturday at 1 p.m. At Agawam Park in Southampton. You have the Little Lucy's Halloween Pet Parade. So there's this,
that's the best.
Yeah, there's this pet store that's right there. And it's $10 per dog, and you walk your dog dressed up as like a hot dog or whatever.
You kind of do that, man.
I know. I was thinking about it.
There's you so should many just go fun check things. It out. You should just go.
There's that's so many fun things. Like, out. You really have to embrace the corniness of the whole thing. But if you really embrace it, it's like, it's so much fun.
It's awesome.
But yeah, so that should be fun. And then in Sag Harbor, you got Sag Harbor Pumpkin Trail. And basically, that one's cool because it's like the business district. Mm-hmm. You can trick or treat throughout Main Street. So that's kind of cool. So like you can go from like, you know, LT Burger up to Que Pasa. You just run up and down that street, and everybody's giving out like,
that's fun,
candy, and all the kids are.
It makes it easier, you know.
And then in West Hampton Beach, you got trick or treating on Main Street, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Halloween. According to you, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's the same type of thing, man. The whole street really just lights up. Yeah. All the businesses are out there giving out tons of candy.
And then this is kind of cool. Friday night, they have a haunted silent disco fundraiser. I like
this. Another silent disco. You've been to one of those, right?
I like those. Ah. I don't know why. They're like funny.
I don't know about this.
They're really funny. They're just like.
I think I got to check one of those out.
Yeah, you should.
I see.
You should go to this one. It's like from 5 to 10, Friday night, West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. And you just, you know, you can go, pretty much any age can go. And it's cool. Like, you get the DJ set up. They give you the headphones. There's usually like, there's like a food truck there. There's like, get all this other gimmicky stuff. And when you have the headphones on, you really feel like, you know, everyone's dancing.
And it's something like, different. I don't know.
Well, like when you have the headphones on and you can see people dancing to the music.
But what's the point? Why not just get rid of the headphones and just play the music?
Well, I guess it's a sound thing. I guess that's a great point.
What's the point, right?
Exactly. The point is I would imagine not to annoy people. So it's like that movie Footloose. You ever see the movie Footloose?
But if the headphones are on, how can you have a conversation?
Like, those kids, they're making too much noise. It's like, well, if they had the headphones.
Well, but how can you have a conversation with somebody if you have the headphones on?
Well, you lift the headphone. And then you're like, what are you listening to?
Steve right. sounds skeptical.
I don't know about it.
It's just geeky. It's geeky. That's what it is.
And
Dad,
I got information for East Hampton. I just got this alert for East Hampton Village. They're doing trick-or-treating zones and times. So Upper Newtown, off of Newtown Lane, 5 to 7 p.m. That includes Sherrill Road, Conklin Terrace, Cooper Lane, and McGurk Street. And there's bathrooms there as well. And it's 5 to 7. And before that, they're at Herrick Park from 11 to 5. So,
did you just get that?
Yeah.
Look at that. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
During our podcast.
This is all over East Hampton Village. So there's stuff going on from 11 to 7 in East Hampton Village. So
that is the up-to-the-minute information.
The exactly. question is what do you do when you own a house? You just, like, do you do
advice?
Mini candy bars? Or do you do big candy bars? Like, you want to make sure you're not the house that's giving away like apples.
Here's good advice. Don't buy the candy too soon, because then for the month of October, you do what I do, which is go through the bag of candy and eat it before Halloween.
Well, you buy candy that if you have leftovers, it's something that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't buy the candy that you don't like, because then you might be stuck with it, and then you're stuck with a whole bunch of candy that you're not going to eat.
But what about like tricking out your house with like, you know, the skeletons and all that stuff? Yeah. Do you do anything like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You decorate your property. Let people know, hey, I'm inviting trick or treaters here.
Right.
And just be ready. I mean, being that it's on a Sunday, a good question is, what time does trick or treating start if it's on the weekend? What time is too early to go trick or treating on a Sunday? Right. Normally, when they're in school, it's like, all right, well, they get out of school around 3 or 4 o'clock. That's the time trick or treating starts. But when it's on the weekend, it's, you know, noon, two, three. What time does trick or treating start? We'll find out.
Is there anything you can do to prevent your house from being like toilet papered?
You worry so much.
Just don't give out pennies.
Pennies.
Give out candy, chocolate candy, and
I do think that one year some lady gave me, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I got like a bag of carrots. I like mini carrots. I think that happened to me.
And what happened? What did you do at lady's house? You don't have to say.
I didn't do anything. I was confused. I was like 8 years old, and I was just like,
nothing.
Do you
the people
how,
that
not
like,
know how this works?
Well, we're talking about candy. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh man, I don't know.
If you went to a house, what would be the best thing you can get from them?
Today, for me, would be when I was a kid, probably Kit Kats. But today, if they had like Charleston Chew.
Charleston Chew?
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's good. Charleston Chew.
Really?
Yeah, the mini Charleston Chews.
I would think it would be the reverse. That pulls out all your cavities and all your stuff in your mouth.
I don't know.
You know?
M&M's?
I like M&M's.
You're just solid, standard M&M. Plain, regular, plain M&M, no peanut.
The pretzel M&M's. Ugh. The pretzel M&M's.
I'm going to go with, I mean, look, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the number one seller from Hershey.
Really?
Yeah, so if you, I went to Hershey Park. The number one selling candy?
You can't beat Reese's.
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's up there. I
mean, what about the regular Reese's that are like M&M's?
Reese's Pieces? It's all about the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But I would say I'm big into Kit Kats lately.
Kit Kats are good.
Candy corn, yes or no?
No.
Right?
You asked this last year.
I know.
I'm going to go with...
You like it.
I like it. You know, it's like... it's something you have to eat.
No, you don't.
Once a year.
Gross. Candy corn is horrible.
Candy corn is really good.
No, it's not.
Not a big fan of candy canes, though. Which is
you know
like
what
the
else I don't understand? I don't understand Sour Patch Kids.
Ah, I love those.
They're good.
How are those good?
I don't actually
know what they're made out of, but you talk about cavities and stuff. And
I remember, what was the candy?
Airheads?
I was about to say Airheads.
Those are the ones. When my kid gets an Airhead, they know to put that aside for me.
Yeah, no. But there's another one that's like it's like not even candy. Like you put it in your mouth and it's like so intense.
Like the Warheads?
That Warheads. That's what it's called.
Sour Warheads.
I don't understand the appeal of Warheads either. I can't believe that's even a thing.
That's a thing. Kids love that stuff.
You put that in your mouth and you're like, what did I just do?
So lots to look forward to.
Maybe that's what I'll buy. I'll buy a bunch of Warheads.
There you go.
The kids.
They would love you.
Yeah.
You won't get egged if you think about Warheads. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So that's what you got this weekend?
That's what I got. It's all about Halloween, man. Yeah.
Cool. All right. And that's our podcast for the day. So enjoy the weekend. Everybody have a fun and safe Halloween. I'm Andrew Dowd. That's what's happening in the house.